Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. We're live from McDonald's on Northside Drive in Atlanta. You can stop on by. See us until 9 a.m. Garrett is in for Dylan today back at the station. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Gordon has been awesome today. He's keeping us on air out here as we get distracted by all the awesome listeners stopping by.
And food.
And food. And Garrett's trying to keep us on track as well, and we're just not paying attention because we've been having so many people stop by, snap some pictures, introduce themselves. It's been awesome this morning.
Yeah, good stuff, good vibes, good food, all the above, good coffee.
Yeah, this is really nice. I've never been in a McDonald's like this one before.
This is next level.
It's kind of futuristic McDonald's. You know, you got the McDelivery window right there outside. If you don't want to even
Did
walk
you just say
inside.
The McDelivery window?
The McDelivery. That's what it's called.
I didn't know it was
That's
called.
What it's called.
That's the
That's
first
what
time I've heard that.
I read it. It's McDelivery.
What I love about these the kiosks where you can order yourself. If you have the McDonald's app, you can open it up, scan your QR code, and it'll tell you all the rewards you have in there. So, you know, if there's like a $2 large fry or something, it's just easy to find that stuff because, you know, you get those points get tucked away and you forget about them, but it'll point it out for you.
You would talk about, do you prefer a hash brown or a fry?
Dude, potatoes in general. Yeah. They are just so good.
I don't want to say something that sounds just like dreaming. I'm like, poking fun, or well, I'm poking fun. So I don't want to. I'm being mean, but like, is like a potato like a ribeye for you? Like, is that because you just said potatoes, and I'm like,
that's how I talk about potatoes. Like you were talking about Derek Brown yesterday. You know, you were like, I gotta wipe myself off, and
I was like, whoa. Let me tell you something. You might have been the only person that had needed any clarification. My buddy that I played golf with.
It was the noise you made at the time.
I pulled up.
It was the noise.
I pulled up on the golf cart yesterday. I was like, he goes, you need to wipe yourself off again. Yeah. I was like, no, man, we've been talking about Derek Brown yet.
Oh, man, good stuff.
Well, if you are looking for a McDonald's that is open 24 hours a day, this is one of those. We pulled in at 5 a.m. this morning, and it was so crowded, so packed. So if you need that late night meal, as sometimes people just do, you can go ahead and stop on by 1105 Northside Drive. It's the McDonald's here. We've been here all morning. So grateful to be out here. Now, as we head into the weekend, I know we're going to preview the Falcons a little bit on the way out. We're going to be joined by Ryan Alpert, the athletic director from Georgia Tech. But do you guys have any last thoughts you haven't gotten to say yet as we head into this football weekend?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm really excited about the opportunity in front of the Falcons. And we talked about maybe a couple of games this week, but really next week for some SEC teams in college football, kind of being separation Saturday a little bit of really finding out the identity of some of the teams that are going to be squaring off when it comes to next week's games. But I feel that way about the Falcons right now. Like if you're a legit team that can make a run and have consistent pass rush and a good run game, like we need to see it 2 weeks in a row. And you know, maybe that's unfair in some ways. We talk about what goes up must come down in the NFL, and you're always going to come back to the median. But I think that's one of the things that you know, that I'm looking at this weekend. I want to see the consistency.
Yeah, I would say I know that this is a really good game that we normally travel to. It's just right up by 85, so I'd love to hear I hope that we make a presence up there. They're 0-2. This is their home opener. It's kind of invade their home opener. Do what teams have done to us in the past. Invade their home opener. And let's make it ours because we've done that before in the past.
Well, we're going to pivot real quick because we are so excited to welcome in Georgia Tech's athletic director, Ryan Alpert. Ryan, thanks for joining us today. It's been a pretty exciting time for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Thanks for having me. Excited to be on this morning.
Ryan, I was curious, and obviously you're pretty new to the job at Georgia Tech, and when you get a phone call from Georgia Tech that says, hey, you know, we're really interested in possibly hiring you on down here, I know that they probably had questions about you and through the hiring process, but what's the first question you had about Georgia Tech when they contact you? What's the first question that you're like, you know what, I really need to know this before I decide to sign on to this job?
Yeah, I'd say it wasn't a question, but it's something you kind of monitor. And what I looked for and why I was so excited is President Cabrera and the alignment that he has with athletics, the support that the Institute believes that athletics can be a critical component to a strong institution and university. And so you can sense that stuff from afar. When I was at Tennessee, when we got there after Jeremy Pruitt and all that, it was the alignment with campus, the university, the leadership, I think is what put us in a position to have success. And that's what excited me about Georgia Tech is the leadership and alignment.
Ryan, I think one of the questions that's been had about Tech, and I'm sure you've heard it because, you know, you haven't been too far away from here, being up at Tennessee as the deputy AD, you know, is NIL and how they're going to compete in the new landscape. How is Tech set up to compete in the new landscape of the NIL era?
Well, I'll tell you this. We were all recruiting similar kids, which knows that you're in a profile of a player that is going to compete in the ACC or the SEC, and Tech won out on a couple of those guys, so I knew that they wanted to be competitive, and we're fully sharing the full amount of revenue share and want to continue to be aggressive. And that's, again, I thought about the differentiator. We're sitting here in Atlanta, so once you fill your full 20.5 revenue share, the opportunity to go above the cap needs to be through businesses, and what better place than Atlanta to be able to engage with our student athletes from a business standpoint. The type of grads and leaders that Georgia Tech's putting into the CEO's offices, I think, gives us a competitive advantage if we're able to engage that community like I'd like to.
We're talking with Georgia Tech's athletic director, Ryan Alpert. And with Tech coming off that Clemson win, I think we're all paying very close attention to Brent Key and the words he is speaking right now. What does he mean to the Georgia Tech program at this point?
Well, I mean, it starts with who he is as a person, right? Our program, I think that the players in the locker room, they end up carrying the foundation of who the coach is as a person. And Mike can probably tell you from watching that game, and I think our O-line, our line of scrimmage was dominated by toughness, being well-coached, and that's what Brent is. I mean, he's built a heck of a staff. We've recruited players that fit his system and what he's trying to accomplish offensively, defensively, and special teams. He's leading with integrity, and when I got here, and I talked to Brent about, you know, what does he think about the roster, and obviously, you know, about Haynes King and these players, but he loved the leadership in the locker room. He loved how together they were, or they are, and we have some very strong leaders on the team that kind of take the leadership burden off of him at times, which means he has developed great guys within the program, and I think that's why you're seeing the success on the field is the last 3 years of what he's poured into this program, and it's exciting to see the fruits of their labor.
Ryan, you're a man after my own heart talking about that offensive line. I don't want to take any credit, but I did coach you guys as left tackle in high school, but that's another conversation for another day. I think you did a great job, and I don't want to take away from you did a great job answering professionally about what Brent Key means and everything else. I want to know about the personal relationship. What is the reaction from you, like, when you pull off an upset victory against the Clemson? Because me – and this is why I'm not cut out to be an AD. Like, I'm going down there. I'm finding Brent Key. I'm giving him, like, a friendly headbutt. Like, I'm saying, hey, let's go out and grab beers. Obviously, that's not the angle you can take. But what was the reaction? What's the personal relationship like with you and Brent Key after something like that?
Well, he's tougher than I am. So the non-professional relationship is I'm not going to headbutt him. I think he'd win that battle. I'll have a beer with Coach, and we'll have a good time. But, no, I sat down with him outside the locker room, and you could just see the emotion that he had. And then Danielle came around the corner, and they embraced as a family. And those are special moments. And the guy being there for 50 or 60 days, you know, I hope I've had an impact in my first 60 days. But that was, you know, that's their moment to embrace and be a family. But then I want to be there to understand, okay, what can we do next? And so he and I talked on the way home. He was FaceTiming, you know, recruits and talking about, you know, how we're building a program. He and I are going to spend some time in the bye week talking about the things that we can do heading into the 26th roster. And so for me, we've got, and I told him, I said, hey man, take a moment, celebrate this. This is incredible. Everything you've poured into the program. So we're talking all the time, and I want to put us in a position that he can continue to have success and we can replenish the roster, continue to develop our guys. But those moments are, as you know, as a player, like, you pour so – you wake up at 5 in the morning and the coaches are pushing you, and those moments to celebrate as a team. But you could see just the energy and what that win meant to him. And Clemson's been the pinnacle team in the ACC, winning conference championships and national championships, and that was a huge moment for our program.
Yeah, it's the first time you guys have won, nine tries. And so because of that, you stormed the field. Obviously, the ACC legs are fine, but now you got to replace the goalposts. Like, how How is it bittersweet as the AD with seeing all that happen and knowing how good it is for the school and the program, but then know you got to write that check and then do all the things to replace what gets damaged?
Yeah, I'll do it time and time again. If we can win big games like that at home, we'll tear them down every time.
Ryan, I got to ask real quick. I know you weren't there when it happened, but the Georgia game has moved to Mercedes-Benz, which obviously it comes with, their financials. But what is going to be the thought process moving forward to decisions like that? Because there is money involved, but it is also kind of giving up a little bit of home field advantage. So what is your thought process on those types of decisions moving forward?
Yes, I recently put out a survey to our season ticket holders and our fans to kind of get their I want to hear from them. I want their feedback. The decision to move the Georgia game a year ago was the right decision. The financial benefit, the partnership with Mercedes has been instrumental in us building a football brand over the last 10 years. And so last year, when the prior administration made that decision in partnership with Mercedes, it was 1,000% the right decision. As you know, one of the earlier questions you guys asked about how are we going to compete in the NIL era, resources and winning have never been tied together more than they are now in college sports. And so it's something you have to evaluate is where are your resources coming from? How are you going to invest them into player acquisition, player retention? And so as we move forward, that's what we're trying to balance. And that's what I was asking the fans is, if we were to raise the prices and play games like Tennessee potentially at home, one, are you willing to pay an ante up? And if we do so, what does that mean long term from our season ticket holder base? And so that's what we're trying to weigh. Those moments like we had on campus when you're ripping the goalposts out, they're dropping them in the president's pool, the jubilation and excitement around campus that morning and that evening. Obviously, that can't be replicated. And so that's the decision we're going to have in front of us. We're certainly going to continue to have games at Mercedes, and they're a great partner. But what games do we move there and when do we move them, I think, is critically important.
Ryan, we've been at McDonald's all morning on Northside Drive. Pretty sure I just saw the Stinger shuttle line just drive by. So hard-hitting question here. Need you to settle a debate, McGriddle or McMuffin?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think I'm a McMuffin guy.
As you should be. As you should be.
So the branding is important.
Agreed.
Awesome, Ryan. Good luck against Temple this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.